Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth with the sole purpose of advancing and enhancing the lives of women. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year to you. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we welcome our listeners to the Living by Design show. Wow, what a year. Can you believe it's almost coming to an end, Tony?
Absolutely, and it's been a good 2008, and I'm just looking forward to 2009.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It has been a fabulous 2008, and it's really going to be a wonderful 2009. I am very, very optimistic, and I'm looking forward to even more changes, even though this year has brought about quite a few changes. But I'm looking forward to a lot of positive changes, and we are going to talk about how our show is going to fit in with that shortly here. But I first want to welcome everyone to the show. I want to welcome everyone that's going to be joining us and dialing in and listening to the archives. We welcome you to the very last segment of Living by Design for the year 2008. And we are going to close out our show this evening with a fabulous discussion about upcoming show topics for 2009. And we're also going to talk a little bit about some of the fabulous BTR hosts here on this network that have really stepped up this year and supported our show and have really been a great support to us, so we're going to be talking about that as well this evening. So, Tony, are you ready for the new year? Do you have big plans for New Year's Eve?
Not really, just, you know, kind of enjoying New Year's Eve, maybe enjoying some music here and there, just kind of taking it easy. I'm a kind of quiet kind of person. I like to take it kind of simple and kind of plain, bringing in New Year. A lot of folks like to do big celebrations and things like that, and I just kind of like to take it easy.
Yeah, just kind of laying back and just going to chill and maybe toast the new year in or something quiet like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm the same way. I'm really not into the big party scene. Occasionally, I may go out and do the party thing, but I don't really like doing that too often. Sometimes it's a little dangerous out there because people get crazy on New Year's Eve. You know how that can be. But so let's go ahead and talk about the upcoming new year, and we're going to be going through some really great show lineups, and there's some wonderful opportunities that are going to be coming about in 2009, and I am really looking forward to it, and Tony and I have a fabulous lineup of guests. And first I want to talk a little bit about our theme for the year. The first half of 2009, our theme will be Grow Your Glow, and we selected this theme because we feel like every single person on this planet possesses an inner glow. And when you discover your inner glow, your inner brilliance, you can accomplish so many things in your life, pretty much whatever you set your mind to. So we want to focus on that in the first half of 2009. We want to do everything that we can here on the Living by Design show to help our listeners to bring out and grow their inner glow. Glow is your great light of wisdom. And that's what we want to help you to grow, is that great light of wisdom that lives within you. And then our theme for the second half of 2009 will be Project Care. And care is to create a rewarding existence. That's what we all strive for. We all strive to create a more rewarding existence for our lives. I mean, we don't want to just kind of float along through life and just exist. We want to have a rewarding experience as we're going through this. So that's what we want to do with Project Care. So that's going to be the second half of 2009. So we want you to make sure you gear up for those themes that we're going to be focusing on, because as we focus on those two themes, we also intend to have some very exciting giveaways and some very exciting contests with prizes. So we're going to ask you, as we go through the year, we're going to take stories from our listeners, and for both halves of the year, especially the more the first half of the year, we will be looking for the very best story on how you have grown your glow. As we go through our segments and our show segments and we help you, show you how to grow your glow, we're going to be taking the very best story, and then we're going to have some exciting prizes and giveaways for the best story and how you grew your glow. So, or how you grow your glow. So keep listening and stay tuned, because you will get more information as we go along and listen to the Living by Design show, and as we go along your path of growing your glow and getting your inner light to shine. We want to make sure that that really stays on track. So stay tuned for those exciting contests and stay tuned for those exciting announcements. So, and then, Tony, as you already know, kicking off our first show in January, we'll be kicking off our season opener on January 7th with Miss Sandy Weaver Carmen. And Miss Carmen, is her main focus is actually on voice acting, voiceover work, podcasting, ebooks, and getting your publication turned into an ebook, and also how to get your materials podcasted. And podcasting is a very, very popular phenomenon right now, because it's the way that people can really get their materials out there and really market your work. So it's very, very important. And for you new business owners or your existing business owners, this is something that you really are going to want to be tuned in for, because Miss Sandy Weaver Carmen has been doing this for about 28 years, and she's been in radio and on television shows. She's been on many stations throughout the Boston and Washington, D.C. and Atlanta area, and she started mainly with voice work, and then she grew her business into audio e-courses and editing services and working with business owners on how to create and produce radio and television commercials, websites, training films, and the like. So that's going to be a very, very important show that you're all going to want to tune in for. So, and Tony, you remember us talking about that, because I know you have been involved in quite a bit of voice over work yourself in radio and broadcasting.
Absolutely. I've done it over a couple decades, and it's kept me busy, and it's a lucrative business. And when you spend a lot of time developing your talents, it gives you an opportunity to basically have a second career. So, it'll be interesting because a lot of folks don't realize they have a lot of talent in those areas and learning how to do voiceover work and how to use your voice as the instrument that it is. It can benefit you well.
Right, right, right. So yeah, that's going to be a very interesting show, and we want you all to tune in for that. And the following week, we are going to have a fabulous show with a mega powerhouse, Mr. Zig Ziglar. And this gentleman's bio is extremely impressive. I mean, everybody pretty much knows Mr. Ziglar because he's one of the all-time greats. And many of the ones who came after him, he's been the one that they have tried a pattern after. So, you know, Mr. Ziglar, as you all know, he's an author and a speaker. He delivers powerful life improvement messages. He is just the cornerstone for self-empowerment. And he's been doing this since 1970. He has traveled over 5 million miles across the world, cultivating energy of change. He's the author of 23 bestseller books, including many that I'm sure you've heard. Some of his notable titles include Top Performance, How to Develop Excellence in Yourself, See You at the Top, How to Get What You Want, Over the Top, and his newest book that he's working on right now, which will be released in 2009, is entitled A View from the Top, Embracing the Struggle. And that sounds like a fabulous title. So Mr. Ziglar will be joining us the following week, and I am really looking forward to bringing him on the show because he is a dynamic speaker. So he's also going to be joined by his daughter, and I'm really excited about that too. So she's doing quite a bit of work with him. They've been traveling a lot together. So look for that. And I'm also going to talk to us a little bit about your work. I mean, I don't know if you've ever met Mr. Ziglar or Les Brown. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, some of your experiences.
Well, Zig Ziglar is one of the individuals that I spent a lot of time when I was thinking about being a motivational speaker and thinking about working with people and doing those kinds of things. Zig Ziglar and Les Brown. Zig Ziglar actually was the first person that I thought about, and I started reading some of his books and started to listen to some of his, actually back then it was cassettes, listen to some of the cassettes that he had. And it really motivated me to want to go and do the same kind of thing and do the motivational speaking thing. And then, of course, I picked up from that, and one of his, I guess you could say, one of his students would be Les Brown, and started doing some of the things and attending some of the things that Les Brown did. And then as Les Brown did his work, I found out how influential Zig Ziglar was to Les Brown, and how much he mentored to him and how much he meant to his career. So he was a great example, and still is a great example of those individuals who do that kind of thing, because he's kind of been the man that has helped so many people in the motivational speaking business, but just the business and the industry of business across the board. He's had a tremendous influence on not only grassroots individuals, but top company executives. He's been the person that's helped people put their plans together and put their corporations and companies together. He's just had a tremendous ability to be influential in a lot of the minds and the spirits of those individuals and help them in business. So he's been very big on that. So I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know how many questions I'll have to ask him, but I do know that in asking him the questions I'm going to ask him, it's going to be from a fan standpoint, because I've always been moved by what he's had to say.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. He's been phenomenal. I have read quite a few of his books, and I mean, they always are uplifting, and always right on point with exactly what it is that most of us strive for, and that's to be empowered in our work, empowered in our lives, in our relationships. And he's written several books, actually, about relationships, which I didn't realize until here recently. But he is really going to be a wonderful guest on our show, and I'm really looking forward to that. Now, and then the following week, I recently watched a show on Lifetime, Tony. I'm sure that probably surprises you. But I recently watched a movie on Lifetime TV, and the movie was so moving for me. And it was just so profound and so amazing that these two young ladies were inspired to the point of forming an organization based on this movie. And the title of the movie was A Child's Cry for Help. And because the title of the movie was A Child's Cry for Help, which the premise of it was about how children are abused in this country, how so many children undergo abuse from so many different methods, whether it's beatings or mistreatment or whatever the case may be. And these two women were so moved by the experience that they had, they formed an organization called Child Help USA. And their focus is on childhood abuse in our country, and how much it exists, and how that there's not a lot that's being done about it. And the organization has raised millions of dollars, Tony, millions of dollars to make a difference in this cause. And we are going to talk to the founders, both founders and CEOs of that organization, Sarah O'Meara and Yvonne Feddersen. And I'm really, really excited about that show because they have got some true testimonies, because when I watched that show, I was in tears. I cannot believe that it was a true story. It was actually a true story. So I'm looking forward to that show, and they're going to be coming up the week after Mr. Ziegler. And then several other few outstanding topics that we will cover in early 09 will be divorce and how it affects our children and what we can do to make the experience easier, because it is all about the children. And there are so many things that we could do to make that experience a little lighter for them, because that load can be carried throughout their childhood, their teenage years, and on into adulthood, and it can really affect them as adults. We will also be talking to a dream expert on interpreting our dreams, because dreams are very prophetic in a sense, and we need to understand what our spiritual guides are trying to communicate to us. So we need to understand, I mean, dreams are not just something that you go to sleep, you lay down, go to sleep, and you have a dream, and you wake up and you forget it. Well, sometimes you wake up and you don't forget it. And so we're going to have an expert to come on and talk to us about what's the difference in how we can sometimes remember it and other times we can't, and what do they mean? Those dreams, that those instances when they stick with us for so long, what do they mean? So we're going to have someone to talk to us about that. And then we're also going to have a segment on, Tony, I think you're going to really like this one, we're going to have a segment on memory and methods and things we can do to enhance our memory. There are many things that can be done to help us enhance our memory, so we're going to be focusing on that as one of our upcoming show topics. And yeah,
I am looking forward to that, because that's one thing that I do. As you get a little bit older, you always want to learn the things that help you to sustain your mental capacity and your memories. And so I'm really looking forward to that, because if there are any techniques or any exercises that can be done, it'll be great to have and to be able to utilize those things.
Right. Absolutely correct. I agree. I agree with you there. I need some tips on that, too. And as I'm stating, there are so many outstanding show topics that we're going to have coming up, so many outstanding guests. We're going to feature a topic on HIV and AIDS among the African-American community, and African-American females are among the highest rising population of individuals that are getting hit with HIV and AIDS. So we're going to be talking to some very influential people on about that topic, and it's going to either be Mr. Magic Johnson or Mr. Greg Louganis. And we're also going to be featuring a few African-American women that have been living with the disease and how they are coping and some of the methods they have found that have really helped them in their struggles. So I want you to look for that. And just a few other names I'll throw out. I won't go into a tremendous amount of detail, but we're also going to focus on the topic of caregiving, because there are so many people out there that have to be caregivers, and that's a very important role. And one of the most noted caregivers that we all know, we're all very aware of in this country and many other countries, is Mrs. Muhammad Ali, Lonnie Ali, which is Muhammad Ali's wife. And we're going to be talking to her throughout the year, 2009, about her role as a caregiver. So we're going to have so many fabulous topics and so many fabulous guests, and I'm just so excited. We have Ayanla Van Zandt that's going to be coming on to talk to us about empowerment. She is absolutely one of the queens of empowerment. We have the CEO from the Mary Kay Cosmetic Foundation, and she's going to be coming on to talk to us. And recently I was involved in, well, actually I'm still involved in an organization called eWomen Network, and I worked with eWomen Network on a project called the GLOW Project, which fits very well with one of my themes for 2009. And what the GLOW Project was, it was a project where several very successful, powerful women partnered together to put together a DVD entitled The GLOW Project. And we're going to be speaking to some of those outstanding females, because they are just powerhouses in some of the things that they're doing. And a few of the young ladies that we're going to be talking to from that project are Miss Sandra Yancey, who is the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. And I am a premier coach with the eWomen Network, so I'm heavily involved with that organization, because I actually work with them. And a few other women that are involved in that GLOW Project, Miss Sandra Yancey, as I stated, she's the founder and CEO of eWomen, and Miss Trinessa Denauser. She's the executive VP of Estee Lauder Companies, which is a cosmetic giant. Miss Sheila Johnson, she's the ex-wife of billionaire Mr. Bob Johnson, who is the creator of BET. And Sheila is a powerhouse herself, working on several outstanding projects of her own, which she will share with us, one of being the founder and CEO of the Salamander Hospitality Organization, which works with many of the well-known hotels around the country. And we'll also be talking to Ms. Marion Luna Brim. She's the president and CEO of Chrysler. And Ms. Kathy Black, who's the president of Hearst Magazine. And she's also a very notable powerhouse over at O Magazine, Oprah's Magazine, too. So we're going to be bringing her on the show. All of those young ladies that were involved in the GLOW Project throughout the year 2009 to give us their inspiring stories of how they were able to climb their way to the top of the success mountain. So I am very, very, very excited about that lineup of guests. And what I want to do right here, Tony, we are also going to have a listener appreciation show, and this will be in 2009. Now, you're going to have to tune in and stay tuned in if you want to know the specific date. But I will give you a sneak preview of our listener appreciation show.
Coming to Living by Design. He's strong. He's charismatic. He's a billionaire. He's the most admired character on The Young and the Restless. He's Victor Newman.
You won't think this is funny when my experts find your fingerprints all over the notebook. Did you write it yourself, or did you have someone write it for you?
He's ruthless.
I didn't murder anyone, but when I get out of here, I may change my mind about that.
Coming to Living by Design, Mr. Eric Braden, also known as Victor Newman from The Young and the Restless. Tune in for an exciting show. Call in and speak to your favorite Y&R personality, Mr. Victor Newman.
Tony, you think our listeners will be happy about that one?
Yeah, I think so, especially if you're a Young and the Restless fan. And with what's been going on here lately with Victor Newman, you know, you'll want to know what's going on with his career and what's going on with his role on Young and the Restless, because with him being in jail and some of the other things that are going on, I absolutely don't want to know. Okay,
yeah,
so I know about Young and the Restless. Okay.
Yes. Yes, you do. I see that. Well, you know, I don't really know what to say as far as Mr. Victor Newman, Eric Braeden, because he has been in that spot for so long, inflicting pain on everyone else. So I don't know. I guess it really is true what they say. What goes around comes around. So he's getting his right now. But anyway, tune in for that. Stay tuned, because if you're a Young and Restless fan, you won't want to miss that listener appreciation show. Now, moving on, I would like to take a few minutes to just go through a few thank you attaboys, and we really appreciate you, and shout out, love, whatever you want to call it, to several Blog Talk Radio hosts here that have really stepped up and helped our Living by Design show to just really shine. And now these aren't in any particular order, but I am going to just talk a little bit about some of the people that I have worked with and that I have had the pleasure of knowing since I've been here on Blog Talk Radio. And the first person that I want to talk about, which would be very appropriate because Miss Inez Bracey actually was the one that brought me on Blog Talk Radio to interview on her show. And I don't know if you remember that or not, Tony, but that was earlier this year. I think that was in March or April this year. I'm not exactly sure. But Miss Inez Bracey is a wonderful individual. She's also a very popular talk show host here on Blog Talk Radio, and her show is entitled Living Smart and Well. And Inez can be heard each Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, Inez is a personal development coach. She holds a master's degree in organizational development, and she's the author of Rejuvenate Your Life in 21 Days, A Powerful System for Creating, Revitalizing, and Living Your Best Life Now. So tune in to Inez's show. She does a fabulous job every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. I think you would truly, truly enjoy that. And then the next individual that I would like to talk about is the Loveologist. Now, the Loveologist comes on Sunday evenings, every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the Loveologist, he's a great individual. His actual real surname is Brian, but his stage name, the Loveologist, is so appropriate for what he's able to bring to the table, because he has given love and relationship insight for over 13 years. Now, he's not a doctor, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or a lawyer, and he's not even an expert. He's just a realist, and he's here to give an individual insight into love, life, sex, and relationships, which is something that we all are very interested in. So instead of using the professional and coaching approach, he uses the experience, which is the best approach, actually. He uses the experiences he has witnessed and been through and uses the hard-knock life approach. Don't you love that, Tony? The hard-knock life approach.
Mm-hmm.
He gives it straight and to the point from a man's point of view. He lives in Atlanta. He's got two children. And I'm just going to give you a quick little preview of the Loveologist's show.
Everybody in the sound of my voice, raise your hands and believe in love.
Loveolution.
I need you to believe in love right now.
Tune in and discover that Sunday nights and relationship advice will never be the same again. Every Sunday night beginning at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the Loveologist is here on Blog Talk live and in person. Tune in by calling 646-200-0566 or log in loveologistlive.com. See you there.
So, yes, I would definitely encourage you to tune in to the Loveologist show every Sunday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And he's a great guy as well. I also interviewed on his show, Tony, and I think you remember that. I did a segment on self-esteem on his show, and it was a very, very well-received show, so I was really excited about that. Now, and the next person I want to talk about, Tony, is a show that really touched my heart here on Blog Talk Radio, and I really got involved quite heavily. I even did a public service announcement promo myself for this show, and it's called Peas in Their Pods. And Peas in Their Pods is a very necessary show because it's something that we all need to try to give some time to. And that's one reason I'm going to be highlighting the USA Help organization on my show in January, because it's about children and the horrible epidemic of abused and mistreated and missing children in our country today. So I'm going to play this quick little promo for that show, and I truly encourage everyone to step up and get involved in an organization that does help to find missing and exploited children. Okay. Well, doesn't seem like my promo wants to work here. Okay, well, sorry about that, but it is a very wonderful show, and their show airs on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I encourage you to please, please listen to that show and try to get involved as much as you possibly can, if at all possible. You still with me, Tony?
Yeah, I am. I was just going to make a comment. I remember when we had an opportunity to talk a little bit about Peas in Their Pod and just the effort that they're doing missing and exploited children, and it's such an important issue, and so many people need to really understand that they can get involved just by making sure that they stay on top and pay attention to the things that are going on in their community. And looking out for young people on a regular basis. So that's a great show, and it's a great cause, and people getting involved is very important.
You are correct, and I encourage everyone that has the time. I mean, even if you don't have the time, just trying to make the time to get involved with an organization, whether it's Peas in Their Pods or an organization that focuses on, because of all of the missing children in our country, not nearly enough media attention is placed on the African-American children that are missing, because there is an astronomical number of African-American children that are missing that aren't fortunate enough to have the Amber Alert, and they aren't fortunate enough to have the attention that they so very well deserve. So Peas in Their Pod focuses on that, and we really support them in their efforts, and I'm very proud of the work that they're doing. And then the next show that I want to recognize and say thank you ever so kindly for your support is Mr. Alan Roger Curry. Now, Alan was one of the individuals that really stepped up and helped me when I was new. I didn't really understand what I was doing on Blog Talk Radio. And when I was trying to do some of my test shows, you know, Alan volunteered his time. He's a very, very busy man, and he volunteered his time, and he did some test shows with me, and he showed me the ropes, and he answered my questions, and he was just so very helpful. So I really want to say thank you. I'm pressing my hand to my heart right here, just in case whoever doesn't know that. Thank you so much for helping me get myself together and get my feet wet and know what I'm doing out here. Now, Alan Roger Curry's show is entitled Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. And he has a book. His book is entitled Mode 1. That's Mode, M-O-D-E, Mode 1. Let the women know what you're really thinking. And his show is just off the chain. I mean, it's very informative. He's got a lot of humor, and it's always an interesting topic. So let's just hear a little bit about Mr. Alan Roger Curry's show.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Yeah, and just to tell you a little bit about Mr. Curry, as I stated, he is a very busy man, Tony. I mean, he has been involved in print modeling. He was a former stage actor. He was a former actor in local, regional, and national television commercials. He was a former stand-up comic, and actually he was a grand prize winner of the 1989 Chicago Miller Lite Comedy Search Contest. Actually, Bernie Mac won that same contest in 1990, Tony. You probably knew that. Alan was also featured in the July 2008 edition of Essence Magazine. He appeared on the national television TV show The Morning Show with Mike and Juliet. It comes on Fox Network. And he was a guest on that show in late August 2008. And he's got a few upcoming projects in 2009 as well. He's got a book, a second book, coming out in late spring, early summer 2009. He'll be teaching a class at Indiana University, Dating for Singles in the 21st Century, How to Identify Manipulative Head Games. Oof. He ought to have a lot of people in that class. Wow. So, yeah, check out Alan's show. He comes on every Thursday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. So I encourage you to check that out. Now, the next outstanding individual that I would like to talk about, and she was actually a guest on my show this past year in 08, and her name is Dr. Dawn Kernan. Dr. Dawn's show comes on every Saturday morning, and she is on at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Dr. Dawn is a fabulous individual. She is just, I mean, I just love her to death. She does as much as she possibly can to help everyone with their health and just to live a better life. And Dr. Dawn is involved in many different she's actually the founder of Solutions Health and Wellness and the co-founder of Solutions Cancer Resource Center. She's a strong advocate for the underserved communities focusing on education and empowering others with the information they need to improve their health. And I just love her for that because I am really big on health. As a matter of fact, you know, Tony, as you know, our theme on the Living by Design show is focusing on self-health and wealth. And Dr. Dawn came on our show earlier this year to talk about some of the illnesses and issues that we as African Americans face, such as hypertension and diabetes and heart disease and some of those many diseases that we face. And she came on our show shortly after Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes passed away, and she helped us understand how to protect ourselves and how to live a little bit healthier as African Americans, because we have so many things in our genetic tree that predispose us to some of those issues. So, you know, I encourage you all to check out her show, and we're going to do a little quick intro of Dr. Dawn Kernan's show.
Solutions Cancer Resource Center is a nonprofit organization that provides information and assistance to cancer diagnosed clients, their families, and friends. With the knowledge and assistance that SCRC provides to our clients comes the power to find a solution, or at a minimum, the ability to make informed and confident choices in the care of their condition. In addition, SCRC is actively involved in educating and informing the community about the resources that exist to assist those with cancer and promote prevention and early detection through the various free and low-cost screenings that exist throughout the city. Solutions Cancer Resource Center announces the upcoming CD, The Day That Changed My Life, a step-by-step guide from the time of diagnosis to the treatment phases, the highs and the lows, with words of hope from survivors. This CD will provide essential information for those who are diagnosed with cancer along with their family and friends. The proceeds of the CDs will go to benefit children who are terminally ill, those who have lost the parent to cancer, and the caregivers. For more information, call 347-604-7994. Again, 347-604-7994.
So please check out Dr. Dawn Kernan's show every Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. Now, some of Dr. Dawn's upcoming events and services, I'd like to just kind of give you an idea of some of the things that she'll be working on. She's involved in Women Who Care Award Ceremony, and that's actually this month, December 2008, and it's going to be held in Fountainhead, New Rochelle, New York. And you can find detailed information on Dr. Dawn's website, and her first name is spelled D-A-W-N. Her last name is K-I-R-N-O-N. She's also going to be partnering with healthcare professionals to serve as mentors to the youth, which is outstanding. I think that's an outstanding undertaking. She's also going to be training healthcare professionals in understanding cultures essential in delivering quality care to others. And you know what, Tony, I'm just really moved by Dr. Dawn and her work, because that's one of the, I know it's one of the biggest challenges that our new President-elect Obama is going to face this year is healthcare.
Well, absolutely. And
so many things in that area that need attention.
Yeah, that was one of his, one of the things that were part of his platform. And he said that there was, his goal was to make it a national trend, or make it a national health care policy that everyone who needs health care and can afford health care will have health care, and make it, you know, an economic process where it's just a lot easier for us to get it. And the thing about it is, any organization like the Doctor's Cause is just going to help that process, because as the president-elect has said, he can't do it alone. He's doing, you know, he's trying to do what he can. But the bottom line is, it's going to take everyone doing their part. And for what she's doing and the attention that she's bringing to the cause is just going to help the process and just broaden the awareness of those individuals. So it's a great platform, not only for him, but also for her to stand on and for her to help so many people, and really appreciate what she's doing and continuing to do throughout this process.
Yeah. I totally agree. And me being a person that, unfortunately, I have lost both my parents. Actually, I've lost both my parents and a sibling, and I lost my sister. She was at a very young age, she was a juvenile diabetic, and then she, once she became an adult, she was still a juvenile diabetic, and she died at a very young age in her 20s. So that disease is just, it's terrible. Diabetes is a really terrible disease, and I don't think people take it as seriously as they should. I know juvenile diabetes hits you in your youth, but adult-onset diabetes is something that is totally preventable. And that's go ahead, Tony.
I was just going to say, and diabetes is one of the most pervasive illnesses that are affecting our country right now. I mean, it is really prevalent in the African-American community, but it's going across the board, because so many young men and so many young women are being affected because of obesity and things like that. And we just have to change the way that we're doing things and the way that we're living. We have to take care of ourselves and do much better at it.
I totally agree. And, you know, Tony, you and I just actually had a conversation just the other day, and I really appreciate people that focus their life and they focus their efforts on trying to bring awareness to health from a physical perspective, because especially the African American community, and I don't want to pick on the African American community because I know it's millions of people from all races and all walks of life that suffer from, but it just seems like the African American community just, I don't know if it's that they're not aware, or they just don't want to take an interest, or they just don't want to change their lifestyle. I don't know what it is, but we just seem to be prone to diabetes and heart disease and strokes and high blood pressure. And I don't know if it's just the neglecting the diet, or, you know, poor diet choices, or lack of exercise, or what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's everything that you just mentioned. Fast food, to eat healthy costs a lot of money. A lot of folks don't really realize that. But to eat right is a very expensive endeavor. Now, can we make better choices? Absolutely. Can we lessen the amount or make the portion smaller? Absolutely. Can we be more sensible in what we're choosing to eat? Fast food is a convenience, and the fast food has taken precedent over sitting down and having a meal at the family table. I know growing up we didn't have fast food restaurants, so I mean they were just coming around, so every once in a while you would go to a fast food restaurant, McDonald's, or back then it was White Castle's or McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken. They weren't as many places as they are now, but at least three or four times out of the week you ate at home, and you knew the meal that you were going to get was going to be a well-balanced meal. Nowadays, that's not the case, and I'm one of those individuals sometimes that because of my schedule, I hardly ever eat at home. I'm always eating at a fast food restaurant, so I have to change my eating habits, and I think that's what's going to have to happen. We're going to have to be smarter as parents, and also basically train our young people, our children, to be smarter also. We have to make smarter choices, or this is going to be something that's going to continue affecting us and going to continue affecting this country.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think the other thing that I want to add to what you just said is you're correct. I mean, fast food is convenient. It's fast. And people are on the go and they don't have time to cook, and that's all well and good. But there also are a lot of fast places that exist where you can get food quickly and it can be healthy. I mean, I know you said it's expensive, but a salad is not that expensive. And you can get a salad with a lean piece of meat that doesn't really cost that much money. And I just want to let everybody know that I know that maybe Tony is absolutely right on target with what he just said, but please don't allow that to be an excuse for neglecting your health. Because if you're busy and you don't have the time to cook, then take a day when you do have a few minutes and cook and freeze it and then unthaw it when you need it. There are ways that you can do it without spending a lot of money. And on the other hand, if you can't seem to find a way to do it without eating fast food, then combine it with exercise. And I know oftentimes when we eat wrong and we eat fast food, that kind of drains our energy, so we really don't have the energy to exercise, but it has to start somewhere. It has to start somewhere.
Well, and you mentioned exercise. Exercise, it has to be, absolutely has to be a part of our lifestyle. Whether it's, and the easiest thing to do is to walk. Or as a lot of folks say, a lot of exercise pathologists or those physical therapists will tell you, the easiest thing to do is to move. Movement is the key. So if you're moving, it's going to make a difference. Moving is exercise. And the one thing I have to admit I'm really happy about is a lot of these games, and we both have talked about not trying to really sell, you know, a particular brand, but the Nintendo Wii, it has an exercise component built into it now. But it was one of those video games that initially got you moving. So even if you have to be stuck inside, get a game like that that gets you moving, gets you doing things that you weren't doing before. But movement is essential. Movement is important, and so that's the key. That's something that we need to do. So if we combine a better eating habits with an increased movement, it's going to make our lifestyle and make our lives a lot healthier.
Yes, that's absolutely true, and you're right. I mean, that's right. That was a great example you just gave about the Wii, because I don't know who has a Wii, but I have one, and it's fabulous. You can enjoy yourself, have fun. and play that game, and before you look up, an hour has passed, and you have gotten a great hour's worth of workout, and you've had fun doing it. So if you make your exercise fun, then you won't grow weary of it, and you won't get tired of it, and you won't be bored with it, and just stop. And I know it's the number one New Year resolution to get healthier and lose weight. It's always the number one New Year resolution. So if you do it the right way and try to incorporate some fun and realistic, you know, when you set your goals, make sure they're SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, time-bound, and measurable. Did I say that, Tony? SMART. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. Right. Make sure all those components are present and you'll achieve your objective. So, I mean, if you try to make a goal of losing 50 pounds in a month, that's not realistic. It's just not realistic. So just take it slow. Take it slow and do some of the things that we just talked about. Visit Dr. Dawn's website. Go to Dr. Dawn's show every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and you'll get some great tips on how to make that happen. So we encourage you to please make health, physical health, a priority for 2009. Now, the next young lady show that I want to talk about is Miss Tara Meyer Robeson. And Tara is a fabulous individual. I was just recently on her show, not too long ago, actually. It was only a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about empowering yourself and how to stay motivated and how to just find that inner power from within. And we also talked about how your core beliefs shape who you are, how your core beliefs are established in your childhood, and how to change your core beliefs, because those can be changed. Just because you felt a particular way in your childhood doesn't mean that you have to stay there. So Tara is the CEO and creative director of The Flow. She's also a published author, and her book is entitled The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation, and it's a fabulous book. I've read it, and it is wonderful. I encourage you to check out her website at www.flowwithlife, that's FLOWWITHLIFE.com. And actually, she's a finalist. She's a finalist for the Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award. So I'm really, really proud of her. She's also a nominee for the Nautilus Awards and the IPPY Awards. So I am really, really proud of her for her accomplishments this year. So her show is on every Monday at 12 noon Eastern, every Monday. Actually, it's on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. So she's on twice a week. She's a hard-working young lady. And her focus and her format is she guides and inspires you to live the life of your dreams with ease. From her Monday show, it's dedicated to exciting interviews with best-selling authors and experts. And her Wednesday show is dedicated to teaching you how to break negative patterns and live life healthy, successfully loved, and joyful. And so she is just a fabulous individual, and I think she is doing some really great work. She's touching a lot of lives, and she has a large listenership for her show. So I encourage you to check out Tara's show. And then there's just a couple of individuals, Tony, that I want to give some thank you shout-outs to. I don't have a lot of information about the things that they're doing and their shows, but they have stepped up quite a bit this year, and they've helped me tremendously. And Natasha Rowland is one of the individuals. Her show is Your Time Now University. And Your Time Now University is a platform committed to the higher learning, educational, and enlightenment process of social issues, encouraging the harmonic wealth empowerment principles. And her harmonic wealth and empowerment principles are spiritual, financial, physical, social, intellectual, and emotional. And, of course, those are all things that we all struggle with in our lives. Her show can be heard here on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check her out, and she's a very inspirational young lady. How Elegant is another excellent individual that has really stepped up and helped me here on Blog Talk Radio. That is actually the name of her show, How Elegant. and her name is Sandy. And I don't have a lot of information about Sandy's show, but she can be heard every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the last individual that has really been a wonderful friend to me, a great friend to me when I was going through a situation this year that was very trying and challenging for me, he sent me a copy of his book entitled, I See You're Down, But When Are You Going to Get Up? And that individual's name is Sean McDowell. And Sean is just, he's such an empowering individual. He brings inspiration to every person that he comes in contact with. I don't have a lot of information about things that Sean's working on, but you can visit his website. It's www.seanmcdowell.com. And his Sean is spelled SHAWNMCDOWELL. That's SeanMcDowell.com. So thank you to every single person that I called out, and thank you to everyone else that I didn't call out. These people have been my Blog Talk family this year, and I greatly appreciate everything you've done for me. I also tremendously thank the Blog Talk staff, because you guys have helped me so much too. Hillary Luong and Nikki Starr and all of the John Sweet and Christy Sweet and Mr. Alan Levy for providing this outstanding platform for me to have an opportunity to allow my voice to be heard and to do what I love doing, and that's helping other people. So thank you guys so much, Miss Deborah Nagg. She did a great topic on my show in her Blog Talk blog this year, in the blog, the main blog, and I really appreciate her for taking the time to recognize our show. So that was quite a bit of shout-out, but I just wanted to make sure I got that in and said thank you to all those individual people, because, you know, Tony, as we come to a close for 2008, I mean, you kind of reflect back and you look back over everything that has happened, and it really makes me smile. It really makes me smile.
Well, you know, when you take a look at a year and you see the changes that have gone on in your life and you're able to reflect on those things, it's always important to just say a thank you to those individuals that have made a difference. And sometimes we don't really realize, but sometimes it's just the little things that make the biggest difference in our lives. And the shout-outs that you've shared with the audience, you know, in many instances, people don't really realize, but those little bitty things, that little bit of time that those individuals took and spent with you and with this show has added a great deal, and it's been a great deal. And I want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of such a successful, but not only successful, such a professionally put together show. You do a tremendous job each and every week producing the show and getting all the talent that comes through and reaching out to the folks, and you've made a tremendous difference, I think, in the lives of hundreds and thousands of people that have listened to the show and listened to the archives, and it's just been a tremendous year, and I'm looking forward to 2009.
Tony, you have no idea how much that means to hear you say that. Thank you. We are on the same wavelength, because I was going to say the same thing to you. I know you are, for those of you who don't know, well, if you live in the state of Indiana, I really don't have to tell you much, but Tony is a very busy individual. He's involved in so many different organizations. He's involved in so many different activities, and he's always being called on to either MC a show or oversee a show or host a show or do a motivational presentation or something. He's on the radio. He's on TV. He's everywhere. So, Tony, for you to take your time to co-host this show with me, you have no idea how much it means to me. It has just meant the world to me. I don't know if it would be as successful as it has been this year if it hadn't been for you and your professionalism, your many years of experience. So I just want to thank you so much. You're the greatest co-host I could ever ask for.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You also.
So we're looking forward to a fabulous 2009 to all of our listeners. And, I mean, to you guys, you have been wonderful, because as Tony stated, we do what we love doing. We bring it to you, but it's up to you to come to us, listen, and get the information, and you have really done that in a tremendous way. The archive numbers are fabulous. We've had so many people that have wrote in and told us how great the show is and how much it's touched their lives, and you've even given me some ideas of topics that you want to hear, and that really helps a lot. So please continue to do that. We're going to ask you to please continue to do that because it means more than you can ever imagine. So we're looking forward to 2009. Remember to live by design in 2009, because that's what we're going to do, and that's what we want you to do. So, Tony, we're going to sign off for now. And listeners, I am going to leave you with the most profound change that happened in 2008. So thank you very much. We're going to sign off for now. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we will see you all in 2009. Happy New Year, everyone.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible,
never would have made it.
Who still wonders if the dream of our founders
never could have made it
is alive in our time,
without you.
Tonight is your answer.
Now I see how you were there.
It's the answer told by lines that stretched around schools and churches in numbers this nation has never seen, by people who waited 3 hours. Many for the first time in their lives, because they believed that this time must be different, that their voices could be that difference. It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled and not disabled, Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America. It's the answer that led those who've been told for so long by so many to be cynical and fearful and doubtful about what we can achieve, to put their hands on the arc of history and bend it once more toward the hope of a better day. It's been a long time coming. But tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America. For even as we celebrate tonight, we know the challenges that tomorrow will bring are the greatest of our lifetime. Two wars, a planet in peril, the worst financial crisis in a century. The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term. But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there. I promise you, we as a people will get there. This election had many firsts and many stories that will be told for generations. Ann Nixon Cooper is 106 years old. She was born just a generation past slavery. She's seen throughout her century in America the heartache and the hope, the struggle and the progress, and the people who pressed on with that American creed, yes, we can. The Hoses in Birmingham, a bridge in Selma, and a preacher from Atlanta who told the people that we shall overcome, yes, we can. We have seen so much, but there's so much more to do. If my daughters should be so lucky to live as long as Ann Nixon Cooper, What change will they see? This is our moment. To restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.